This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
One of the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday here at the Gow Media Studios. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, and hopefully you're having a heck of a day. The weather is absolutely picturesque outside and inside. We're trying to keep it light and lively for you as well. Covered some ground, talked a little Astros, talked Kelvin Sampson, but plenty more we can get to.
Somebody said, hey guys, which Astros player do you think will break out first and how long? I would probably say Altuve, just because of the consistency that he's shown, but it won't surprise me if it's Bregman, one of those two guys, just because they're surrounded by good bats. I mean, with Brantley.
Breaks had a knock or two last night, didn't he?
Yeah. But they're still not hitting up, you know, up to expectations, but I think the safe bet is one of those guys. Springer's off to a hot start again.
Yeah, two series in which he got a bomb in the first game of each series, so that's a good sign for him. I love Michael Brantley, you know, and I expect him to be in the middle of that lineup and really heating up with each series that will come and go. But I'm with you. The first name that I thought of was, just from a consistency standpoint, how can you not say Altuve?
Yeah.
Because we've seen this in the past. Remember, we had a conversation with Blummer a year or two ago when he started out scuffling in the first month of the season, and it was like, is this a new trend? Is he not going to be the 200 hit guy that, you know, hits 300 and does all these things? And right after that, he just got hot as can be and got it right back to where he normally is in terms of all of his stats across the board.
Yeah, I think he would be my choice to settle in and start, you know, taking off. But it's crazy. Literally, somebody asked me about, hey, what was your breakdown for the Mariners in your preview? I was like, literally every team is doing the opposite of what I said they would.
But again, you're right. Every single team. It's the first week of the season.
But that's typical, though. I'll just put something out there, and everybody does the opposite of what I said. I predicted what happened. So, I mean, it's baseball. But, yeah, you look at a lot of these divisions and these standings early on, and everything's flipped upside down.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you of the teams you just named a few minutes ago, only the Brewers are a team that I would say they legitimately can stay there. I think a lot of the teams that you mentioned, when you look at it, I mean, are the Mariners really going to be that hot and continue to be, what, 6-1 or whatever they are?
Yeah.
And continue to roll? You know, the A's, they're okay, yeah, and Chris Davis is really hot, but, you know, are they going to be able to maintain it and be what they were a year ago? I don't know. But, like, the Cubs?
I mean, the
Cubs
Royals
are getting hammered all over the place.
Royals are at the top of the Central. Rays, I mean, Red Sox are at the bottom of the East. It's so early, but it's all topsy-turvy right now. But that's the fun part of early baseball, is pitching kind of sucks a little bit. A lot of home runs, a lot of scoring. It's a lot of fun to get you interested into the season itself.
I will tell you a team that needs to be a little bit concerned, and that's the Yankees, simply because of the fact that the injuries are stacking up for them. First, you got Giancarlo Stanton, who will not be on the active roster when they come to Houston next week. Because he's been dealing with some injuries. But the bigger concern is Miguel Andujar, coming off a Rookie of the Year season. Third baseman season may be over before it even starts. Got a torn labrum. And if he elects for surgery, he's done.
Yeah, I mean, the list of injuries for the Yankees right now, it's ridiculous. Like, I was looking at their injury list on ESPN, so here's an idea of it. So you've got Giancarlo Stanton that you mentioned. He's going to hit the 10-day IL. And then possibly even more. Andujar, possibly. They said they're going to wait, but it might be season ending. Mm-hmm. Aaron Hicks, Jordan Montgomery, Dylan Betances, Severino's on the IL. Gregorius is on the IL. Yep. Sabathia is suspended, but he's also been banged up. That's a lot. Jacoby Ellsbury, that's a lot of your, you know, players that you expected to be contributors on that 25-man roster that are hurt. Thank goodness for them. It's now. It's early in the season. There's plenty of time, but you got to be a little concerned just from that many people at one time being hurt.
And, no doubt.
And it was even in the preview when I wrote it, that the fact that the Yankees started the season as somewhat of a mash unit, somewhat of a banged up club. So not getting any better, that's for sure, with Stanton and Andujar hitting the IL.
Stanton with a bicep injury? I mean, stop doing like 150-pound curls, for God's sake.
Right.
I mean, the uniform will fit better and you won't be on the DL.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. No question about it. And, you know, we both picked the division, the Yankees to overtake the Red Sox. Well, if the injuries keep stacking up like that, the one thing you do know, if it's the Yankees. They're not afraid to go out and spend more money and make a trade and make a move to get a veteran if they know that, like in the case of Andujar, if that's a season-ending injury, mm-hmm. they'll start kicking the tires on a veteran third baseman and yeah. see what they can find.
They'll spend some money.
Yeah. So we'll see. Okay, so we've got the Rangers and Astros tonight from Arlington in the second game, so that's coming up. Other than that, baseball-wise, not a whole lot going on. The one thing that I saw that I thought was really cool was we used to talk about the sausage races in Milwaukee that got to be a big thing.
Uh-huh.
Did you see what they're doing in San Diego now at Petco?
Uh-uh.
The Anchorman races.
Nice.
Every category from the Anchorman, and they do the races around the warning track.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, race number one, won by Ron Burgundy.
Outstanding. So they've got all the crew out there?
Yep. Yep.
Do they have the, what is it, Monica Morningstar, whatever the hell
the name
was?
All the dudes.
Oh, no chick.
Champ and Ron.
They don't have the chick?
No.
What?
Well, dude, didn't you?
That's sexist.
Well, then take it up with the San Diego Padres.
I will. That's not classy San Diego.
No.
What was her name? Monica?
Corningstone.
Corningstone, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. How is she not included in there? She was the co-anchor with him at the end.
I'm with you. But
that's sexist, Padres. Of course, team named after dads would be sexist.
I see what you did there.
Thanks.
There you go with the...
I'm trying.
There's a look at the guys running the race.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
So are they going to have like the rival? Remember how they met up and fought
the
rival?
The arms were getting knocked off and everything. Yeah,
I wonder if that'll be the case.
But I think it's pretty good. Yeah. I do remember, too, in Milwaukee, I forget who it was, but one of the Pirates players actually thought they were being funny, and when they did the sausage race,
he tripped one.
Tripped one with a bat, the kid got hurt, and they were going to sue, and that was an ugly deal.
Yeah, so. I remember that. And by the way, on the text line, somebody said, hey, can we also just say maybe the Rays are going to be a good team, and we started the year in their park, and they got us? It's the first week, Houston. That's from Deacon. Outside of saying we and us, I tend to agree with you. In fact, I have the Rays making the playoffs, so... No shame in going on the road and dropping 3 or 4 to a playoff team.
No, not at all.
That's a good baseball team.
And we talked about the fact a year ago they had to do the whole relief pitchers as starters, whatever, the openers. But now when you add Charlie Morton to the mix with Snell and they've got some pitching and they've got some decent hitting, yeah, absolutely.
But they still like the openers. They still go with that. And they have three basic starters and then they go openers for the other two times through their rotation, but that's a good team. I mean, that's a team that won 90 games. That's a team that if they were in the NL last year, they were probably in the playoffs in many of the divisions over there. 90 games is no slouch for a team, a small market team that a lot of teams forget about. And I think mentally people tend to associate the Rays and the Marlins together and think, yeah, the Florida teams suck. Tampa Bay is legit. They just happen to be in a really tough division, but that's a good baseball team. So don't be fooled. Don't be lulled into thinking that Tampa Bay is just a bad team. They're not. They're a legit good baseball team. I expect them to be a wild card this year.
Speaking of that, too, last night the Marlins feel like, because of what you just said, that everybody thinks that they're supposed to suck, so that they're supposed to just take it on the chin. Oh. Don Mattingly went into his post-game press, and he had a legitimate beef on at least one.
Yeah,
but he wants the umpires and their calls of last night's game to be reviewed. A couple on the balls and strikes thing, he's not going to win. But one of the Mets players in a tie game in the ninth inning tried to bunt. And he went after the pitch, and in the process, it hit him in the wrist. And the home plate umpire said, no, he was trying to swat it and get out of the way. And they gave him first base, and the floodgates opened, and they scored like 4 runs, and it was over. And if I'm Mattingly, I'm pissed.
Oh, absolutely. If you have the bat out there when the ball passes the plate, that's a strike. And if it hits you, that's your bad.
And his quote
still
was,
a strike.
I know y'all are expecting us. We're the Marlins, and we're supposed to be really bad this year, and we're supposed to be tanking, but that's not the kind of thing that we need to be dealing with.
Now, if you're a Marlins player, you like that your manager's going to bat for you, right?
Yeah.
You like that he's taking on the media, and he's probably going to get fined for it. And not the media, the umpires, and he's probably going to get fined for it. But are you thrilled with the fact that he comes out and states publicly, I know we're supposed to be bad? Do you want? I know. I mean, we all know we're supposed to be bad, but we don't need you saying it, Chief. Like, we all know we suck. Don't go out there and acknowledge it.
But I think that it was more of a slap on the media. Like, they've already written him off.
Yeah, but look, if David Gal was being interviewed by David Barron and was like, well, you know, I mean, we know we have, you know, a couple of good shows. We know, like, the usual suspects is going to suck. It's not going to be that good. People don't expect much from them, and they're not going to be good. I'd be like, yo, dog, why are you, what? Like, what are you doing? I wouldn't want that. As a player, I wouldn't want that. We know what it is, but I don't need you going out and validating it in front of everybody.
And then Barron would have said, but Blanc and Laminick are up and comers.
Don't worry, Mr. Gow.
They're prospects.
Spell their names wrong. Yeah, that was the first thing I noticed during his post-game presser was, wow, you probably shouldn't admit that you know y'all are supposed to suck. That's probably not a good thing.
The other thing when looking at that franchise, even though they're supposed to suck, when you look at the moves that Derek Jeter made, why isn't there more scrutiny on him?
There's plenty.
You know, Real Muto is obviously just getting started with Philly, but I saw him throw a couple guys out the other night and go, well, that dude's really good. And Osuna's trade brought them a pitching prospect who's still he's in the bigs, but he's not there. But when you gave away Christian Yelich, and he won the MVP last year, and he's off to another hot start this year, that's a bad look, Derek Jeter.
It was a bad look last year for sure, and it continues with the Real Muto trade this year. So
you consider what they could have been if you kept that unit together, especially in the middle of the lineup? Yeah.
They just didn't want to spend the money, and I think Jeter wanted to say, nope, I'll start over and do it my way, which pretty dumb if you've got that kind of talent already on the roster. But
no question.
Guess he thinks he can make it happen.
All right, well, we can make it happen. We've got till 4 o'clock to do it. So if you want to jump in, please feel free. The HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, and of course, you want to reach us by Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is Funny. Right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. If you've got roofing issues, maybe you got a leaky roof, or you're just thinking about replacing the roof on your house, and you don't know exactly who to go to because you want to avoid storm chasers, deposit thieves, and sketchy roofers, look no further than my friends at Fitz Roofing. They are locally owned and operated. They are dedicated to you, the people of Houston, and more so than anything else, they do quality work using quality products, so you're not going to have to be nickel and dimed. They use CertainTeed shingles. They're simply the best in the business, and they do so much work with CertainTeed. They are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States meet the criteria to get this elite status. They got it. You need it. That's why you go to Fitz. Their base warranties, longer and better than your average roofer can offer you, because they are solidified in this community and with the people they do business with as being the best in the city. They have also make sure that they have the ratings that you need, A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor, and the even better deal for you is they'll do a free no-obligation inspection. All you got to do is reach out and get in touch with them, 832-521-3001, 832-521-3001 on the phone, or you can look them up online at fitzroofing.com. Either way, you get in touch with them, you get that free no-obligation inspection, you're going to find out you need to look no further than Fitz Roofing to get everything that you need done for your roof, because Fitz Roofing is making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the second hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Tuesday. Still working on a theme for a Way Back Wednesday, which is tomorrow. And if you missed it, we've created a new, just crazy popular segment to the show. We're going to do still movie moments with Nick. No, we're going to do a movie book club. We're going to do a movie of the week.
A
movie book club.
Yeah, why not? Because most movies are books.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Some movies are stemmed from books, yeah.
Okay, well, regardless then. You pick a movie and you watch it, and then we talk about it. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, we haven't decided how often. Are we going to do this weekly or bi-weekly? I hope not.
I mean, it's up to you guys.
I opened my mouth and got my Netflix for you guys, but I didn't think I was going to be using it this often.
Yeah, I think we do it every night.
Think about it. If we do it once a week, you'll be so hip to what's going on.
No kidding. Look at you. People will stop calling you old.
Everybody.
Why start now?
Bitch, I am hip.
I don't know about all that. Do you watch Wheel of Fortune?
I'm so hip.
Do you watch Wheel of Fortune? It's a yes or no question, sir.
You're still thinking about it?
He doesn't want to say yes because he knows. When's the last time you watched an episode of Wheel of Fortune? Be honest.
Hey, did you see this thing that came out in the news with Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, I got that. We got the answer to that.
What? I didn't know. I never said anything. I never answered.
I can't believe that show is still running.
But you're hip, bro.
What, Wheel of Fortune?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the...
I'm just going to warn you not to say anything bad about
Wheel of
Fortune.
Studio full of prizes just waiting to be won?
That's the old school. My wife loved that when they would go shopping. Be like, I want to go to the living room, Pat. My wife loved that. I'm just down with the cash. Like, even when they give away cars, I feel like sometimes the cars they give away are so raggedy that if somebody wins them, they're like, a Ford Fiesta? I don't want to win a Ford Fiesta.
Yeah, that's
like they're mad. I got to pay taxes on this piece of crap.
Yeah, it's like the Steve Harvey version of Family Feud. After you win 5 games, the family gets like a Ford Fiesta instead of like a decent car.
How are you going to split a car 5 ways?
Exactly. You're going to sell it.
I guess. But...
And the other thing is that the Wheel of Fortune thing is you can win a mill. But there's so many technicalities to win the mill instead of just getting it on the wheel, avoiding bankrupt, and then taking it to the final round. It's
shady. Just want one time. I would do it on purpose just to have the fun. But I feel like I want to apply for Wheel of Fortune and go on the show. And then at some point, just be like, I'd like to buy a Dash and just see what they do. Like, what? You can't. You don't buy a Dash.
You know, Pat would be like, we supply those for you when we need to.
Yeah, just something like that. Be like, I'd like to buy a 3. Like, they're like, this guy's an idiot. Just completely mess it up. That would be outstanding. I mentioned the Le'Veon Bell thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw all of this go down, but Le'Veon Bell released a rap song. And it didn't go well. And not the song, but the reaction. Like, he asked for people's opinion. And fellow NFLer Keenan Allen gave him his opinion on the song. And Keenan Allen was honest. Is like, he basically, after listening to the song, he said, I got to keep it banned, bro. This ain't it. And put a picture of a garbage can. Because Bell had asked, this is my new song. Is it fire or is it trash? And Allen was like, yo, I got to keep it banned, bro. This ain't it. And it was trash. And this is how it sounded. You be the judge. Is this fire or is this trash?
No, we not breaking no rules. I got a stone in you fools. I'm working, don't need no tools. They want to do what I do. Money is making me broke. I see that I'm in the news. And they not signing me back, but they got to pay for it too. I got to stay on the move. I got to stick it and move. I'm only going to speak the truth. My diamonds fresh out the pool. I know that my business boom. You want to do what I do. I don't think you got a clue. They got control over you. Hey, they don't want you at the table. They gonna put you through some bullshit, babe. They gonna work you and underpay you. I told them, get them outie just like a navel.
I'm outie just like a navel was the end of that. So what say you, Joseph? Fire or trash?
I like the beat. I don't mind. What are we calling that? You guys will correct me anyway and say he's not auto-tuning that.
It was totally auto-tuning. That was too much auto-tune.
Yeah. And the other thing is when he tries to carry any kind of a melody into his, he seems tone deaf.
So what is it? Trash or fire?
I like the beat, but I'll say the rap part is trash.
Garbage, Nick, fire or trash?
I like it.
I mean, your head was bobbing.
It's
in
not
there.
Fire, but I like it. I mean, I'm okay with auto-tune now. It's kind of grown on me.
It's smoldering. It's not a full-on fire, but it's smoldering.
But if you auto-tune, do you have talent?
He had a good producer.
I don't think so.
If you auto-tune, do you have talent?
I mean...
Look, it's the new. It's what's happening.
It's not singing necessarily.
I'm asking you a question, yeah.
They auto-tune it for the effect. I don't think they auto-tune it to try to disguise the fact that they can't sing. A lot of people would say that about T-Pain.
That's exactly why they do it. Like, it's to disguise the fact that they can't sing.
No, yeah. If you listen to T-Pain, he can sing. He absolutely can sing.
Perhaps it's
He's
for
a
T-Pain.
Really good singer.
Lil Yachty, all these other guys, they're auto-tuning because they can't sing.
Yeah, but they're not singing. They're trying to rap in some sort of harmony, and I get that. But they're just it's more of the production side of it plus the effect and the sound of it. But the funny thing is that when he released it and he came out and he said, what do y'all think, fire, trash? Keenan Allen said, I got to keep it banned, bro. This ain't it, trash. Le'Veon Bell responds and says, if you honestly felt that way, this is to Keenan Allen, if you honestly felt that way, you could have just texted me and said that, LOL. But it seems even people with check marks want to troll to seek attention for mentions nowadays. Enjoy the buzz, fuzz. It's still all positive vibes. And Keenan Allen responds. He didn't let it go. He goes, I was not trolling on my mama, bro. I don't troll. Like I said, I speak facts. You shouldn't have asked if you ain't want the truth.
He's right.
All love over here, bro. Oh. And then Keenan Allen responds, it should have been your real friends that said it, though. That's the best part. That's the best part. Yo, your real friends would have told you that was garbage because it's bad.
And probably saved you from putting it on social media and really taking it in the shorts.
Oh, and then, of course, people lose their mind on the thread. And it was like, so he puts that. And then, of course, the first person says, you're the Jets of rap music. That is so mean. And this is why I said auto-tune doing all the work, just like your offensive line.
But don't you feel like this might give you a little bit more insight as to why he picked the Jets? Kind of like LeBron going to L.A., mm-hmm, that he mm-hmm. was... He wants to have a rap career. He wants to be an entertainer. He wants to be in the limelight of a major market like New York.
Black Adam Schefter on Twitter, which is a funny follow, says, Jets 2-15 because of this. Y'all are losing the bye week as well.
Doesn't auto...
so good.
Doesn't auto-tune... Wouldn't that make Juggalo Trey sound good?
No. No, it's not going to make you sound good because everyone knows it's auto-tune. The key to a good auto-tune is just enough to keep you on pitch. It's not for people that can't sing at all. It's for people that just have a few pitch problems. So, and it corrects the pitch a little bit here and there. But if you can't sing a lick like me, I cannot sing.
Okay, so can I give you an example?
Auto-tune, everything is auto-tune.
All right. Tell me if this is hiding his the fact that he can't sing, or is this because he's trying to help with they're trying to help with his pitch. Listen.
Good God in the middle of May with moms down. Bad bitch from Santa Ana. She love to find our favorite team is the Panthers. Her favorite snack is a Jolly Rancher.
That's definitely helping him sing.
A lot.
He's hiding the fact that he's an awful singer.
But he's a rapper. But he's singing. That's Lil Yachty, right?
Absolutely.
But he's a rapper. So he still will auto-tune his raps. So what I'm saying is it's partly to stay consistent throughout the song. Also because he can't sing, so he don't want to. He's probably too cheap to hire a singer for the chorus. So he's like, I'll just do it myself and auto-tune it. That might be what it is.
Couldn't you add bass, too, for Trey?
I mean, I'm sure when you auto-tune it.
Yeah, you can. Because when I did the Honey Badger anthem, I added bass. Like, if you listen to it, it sounds slowed down. So I added bass, I auto-tuned it, and I slowed it down.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can do all that. There's pretty much nothing you can't do with a computer.
How do you like a navel?
You could add bass to it and auto-tune it, and he could sound
But I'm curious. Fire. I'm curious what everybody else thought of the music, but it was awful.
Okay, I like the beat, though.
The Beer Man Greg said that rap was horrible. Two trash cans. Sean Sweeney said he sounds like a fake-ass Future.
Okay.
Arian's feet is can it in the hat rap. Oh, cat in the hat rap. My bad. That's funny. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, well, now you tell me.
I was waiting.
Hey, guys, right now I want to tell you about a great app that can get you cash back in your pocket. Do this right now. Go to your app store, whether it's iTunes or Google Play, and download GetUpside right now. Put it on your phone. It's super easy to install. You'll be up and running in less than 2 minutes. And on your way home, when you stop to get gas, you're going to get cash back at the pump. How cool is that? This is what GetUpside does. It gets you cash back on the stuff you buy, like gas and food. Up to 25 cents a gallon cash back at over 500 stations around the city. But here's the trick. Here's what I want you to do. When you download GetUpside, when you install it on your phone for free, I want you to stop and put in promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra savings back on your first fill up. And then from there, now you can use GetUpside like when you go out to eat. Like grab some Wendy's today for lunch or tomorrow or dinner. Stop by and get some Popeyes on the way home and get up to 35% cash back when you eat out. There's hundreds of restaurants around the city that are participating in this. And these gas stations and these restaurants, they want your business. That's why they're giving you these cashback offers. But you can only get these offers through the GetUpside app. Again, it's completely free. Here's what I don't understand. Some of you probably have not installed GetUpside yet, and that's okay. But what I don't understand is why. It's completely free. There's no catch. All you do is pay with a debit or credit card, which most of you are already doing anyways. Take a picture of your receipt and upload it. Boom, within 24 hours, you're getting cash back. So if you're not taking advantage of this, I don't know what's wrong with you. But if someone were to walk up to you at the table at Burger King, for example, and say, hey, here's 25% back on what you paid for, you would take it, right? Absolutely you would. So download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry, take advantage of these offers right now. You're going to get the cash back. Get that extra savings. Like I tell you, my wife got 30 cents a gallon cash back when she used my promo code Barry. So make sure you do that. It's called GetUpside, completely free to install and use. It's promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Get that going, get that cash back, and thank me later.
Out in the middle of May with moms down. Bad bitch from Santa Ana, she love to find out. Favorite team is the Panthers. Her favorite snack is a Jolly Rancher.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel, Tuesday. Hope y'all are having a great day. The weather is perfect outside, and hopefully, if you're inside, you're listening to us, and we appreciate you. A couple of news and notes from the Texans. Andre Hall has called it a career. He is retiring. He made the comeback. He said his health did not have anything to do with his decision. I'm completely healthy, and I give my thanks to the Houston Texans organization for giving me the opportunity to live my childhood dream. But he is stepping away.
Okay.
Surprised? Because he came all the way back.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little surprising just because he fought all the way back. But, you know, I would imagine going through something like that puts a lot of things in perspective. And if he feels like he's set financially and maybe he wants to spend more time with family or friends, who knows what goes into that decision. And I don't know, but I wish him the best. And I hope that he's healthy.
Yeah, no doubt.
I hope that this was just a decision that he's able to make because he's in a position to say, I don't want to work no more.
Or it might be the fact that, you know, you come to a lot of realizations when you're fighting an illness like that. And when you bounce back, you realize, hey, I don't want to run the risk of another injury or CTE or anything like that when I've fought so hard to get my health back. Other news from the Texans. I don't know how y'all feel about this, but the Texans have hired Jack Easterby. He was the former team development director, character coach for... Yeah, another New England Patriots coach.
Oh, big surprise.
From 2013 to 2018. And, of course, because he was just a director there... Texans went all the way to making him executive vice president of team development.
Sweet. The Houston Patriots at it again.
So my man, I'm probably is cleaning up some big six-figure job with a big title.
Yeah.
To do,
I'm curious about that. You were a front office guy for a major sports franchise.
Yeah.
How much work did you really do?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Well, that's shocking.
I feel like you just sat in your office and like had other people do your stuff.
Well, I'm glad you felt that.
You're a director, right? You were a director.
Yeah.
So you had assistants?
No.
You didn't have an assistant?
No.
You didn't have anybody that worked for you? You didn't have employees?
At one point for a short period of time, we had interns. But in terms of having a full-time assistant, absolutely not.
You did all the work?
Yep. And I went to practice every day to do the interviews and log the audio. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And I'd go across the street to AT&T Sportsnet, and we'd talk about the features. For a long time, I was the executive producer of all the features for the halftimes and the pregame shows and spelled all that out.
You didn't have anybody? What was the average day?
I had a camera guy who was also a producer. We all did multiple roles.
So what was your average day, like, hours-wise?
With or without the radio portion of it. Because I would also do the games at night. And I would work the games either way. But obviously, it's longer when you have to be on the air all the way with a half-hour post-game show. But even after a game, because I would work all day in the office.
Okay.
All right? And then if there's a game that night, I would work the game.
So you wouldn't go home, you'd just stay at the office?
Right. Like, I might take a little, instead of like an hour lunch, I might make it like an hour and a half so I could work out and then shower and still be back. But then go all the way through till the end of the game and the post-game show or whatever it is and wrap. And then the next day, I would be at work by 9 o'clock.
Damn. So without a game, what was your day like? How many hours?
I mean, again, probably there at or before 9, and you would leave around 5:36.
Okay.
In season, obviously, and it's like a teacher.
Yeah.
So you really
out of season,
bust your
what'd
ass.
You do?
But out of season, yeah, it lightened up because there weren't any games, so it was easier.
You just show up and not do anything?
We had, you know, there was more casual days for the entire front office. They had a deal where on Fridays, you either got every other Friday off or every Friday was a half day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because there just isn't that much to do when the team isn't playing.
We need that here.
It'd be fantastic.
I would love every other Friday, like half day. Just come in, do an hour and a half show. Done.
So I did work golf into my equation.
Oh, you did?
In the off season, yeah.
You were Granado.
Not quite. I don't think anybody lives that plush and lavish a lifestyle. But
right.
But definitely it was relaxed as opposed to the other 8.5, 9 months.
Season starts in October.
Preseason starts in October, but you're already planning in
September.
You know, September and August.
So your office hours picked up in September?
Uh-huh.
And then by June, done?
Yeah, June. I mean, obviously, if your team's not in the second round of the playoffs, then
it's the Rockets,
it ends a little sooner. But yeah, June 1, run in there.
That's not bad. It's just kind of teacher's hours, huh?
Yeah.
Kind of, well, not teacher's hours, but
it's a payoff. You know, you bust your ass for 8.5 months, and then they give you a little break in the summer.
That's cool.
So that was pretty neat.
Yeah. Interesting.
But I'm saying, you're going to hire a guy from the Patriots and pay him that much money?
You think a guy like that has a lot to do?
I don't know what he's going to do. That's the thing. I don't even know what his job description is. But if he was already team development director, character coach.
What the hell is a character
coach? Exactly. What are you going
to
tell him?
Don't be a bunch of a-holes.
Don't cuss on social media. I've done my job here. My work is done.
Like a character coach. That's insane to me.
If a sponsor's paying you six figures to sign an autograph, sign your full name. I've done my work here is done. I'm good.
Wow. Is it still possible to delete all the tweets or posts that you've had with like curse words in it? Is there a way to like go back and
scrub it?
Yeah.
Why?
I want to go and like delete some of my tweets.
Yeah.
You looking for
you need a
job?
Character coach or what?
I do.
I can help.
You are not a good character coach.
I'm a high character guy.
You would no. You would punch an old man in his face.
If he punched me first.
You would yell
first.
At a kid.
If they touched the pizza that I was going to eat.
Scare dogs.
When did I scare a dog?
You barked at some manager's dog. Oh, well. Remember?
Okay.
Oh, my God. He went after that lady with a dog outside the ballpark
That's
on opening day.
About.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're not a good character
You didn't know
coach.
At the time it was a manager of the actual complex.
I don't
complex.
Think I was there. I
you
think
just
you
went
were there,
I
Joel.
Was there. I saw it right in front of me. He went
I
after
did
this
it.
Lady and her dog. And then finally someone went, hey, Barry, you didn't know she's the manager of the complex, right?
I don't remember that happening.
I do.
I don't remember that being the thing. I think you're just making that up.
Nope.
Yeah. I think I would be a great character coach for you, Nick. I'm willing to mentor you on a character basis. We can meet a couple days a week. And I'll help you get your character
just
right.
To remind people about that
what?
Time you did a show
no.
In front of the complex.
Nope.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage, sir.
That's what you did to that poor little dog. The dog was enjoying your sausage.
Forgot we had that.
I didn't know we had that either.
We had that.
The anniversary of that, by the way, today.
Is it really?
Is it really?
Yeah.
April 2nd.
Oh, yeah, because it started at the beginning of the baseball
Facebook
season.
I got a Facebook notification that a year ago we were broadcasting live outside the left field wall.
Was it last year that we did it? Mm-hmm. Or was it 2 years ago?
I think it was last year.
Wow. Yeah, I do remember barking at that let dog.
Not during a commercial break either. Nope.
No, I did it on air.
Right during a segment. just started barking. Ladies just minding her business, walking the dog, and here's Barry trying to scare the dog.
Isn't it funny we've never been back since he's done that? Like,
I think it was barking, though, or wouldn't stop or something. That's why I barked at it.
It's you barked like, at a dog that was barking. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Kind of like shushing a kid in Walmart if they're acting foolish. Same thing.
That's usually what I do to my dog. I bark at it when it starts barking.
Do you stir it up.
Shut it up, yeah.
Yeah, see?
No,
that works.
That's not how
it's
it
like
works,
It's like when
sir.
A baby cries. If you start crying, they just stop and look at you like, why is this? What is this idiot doing? Same thing. Same theory with a dog.
Mm.
If a dog's barking and you start barking, the dog's like, what the hell is this dude doing barking? He's not even a dog. It works. It's effective. You're welcome.
Parents character listening coach. Right now are calling you an idiot.
Barry Laminack, character coach.
Dude, Nick's right.
What?
You'll stir it up in the grocery store checkout line.
Barry will fight you in the grocery store. He will literally fight you.
I mean, it just depends. Fight a kid.
No, I wouldn't fight a kid. It just depends what happens. That's all.
It's just about making good decisions. If I'm in a game, like, though, you brought up the old man thing. If you touch my face or you touch me, then yes, I might punch an old man if he slapped my hand like that old man did. If a kid is acting a fool in a store, I'll shush him. I'm not going to fight a kid. I'll shush the hell out of him, though. This is that, like, what? If a dog is barking and wants, I'll bark at a dog. That's how you got to get, you got to talk to him. You got to talk to him.
I just don't know how effective that is.
Character coach, you tried to get me to say that I would hit a woman one time if they did anything to Taylor, but
no. Well, would you?
No.
Don't
do it again. I'm not doing it.
If she kicked her in the
no,
you wouldn't defend your daughter.
I'll defend her, but I'm not going to hit the woman.
If she
keep going,
if
here
she
we go.
Slapped you and Lisa and the baby all in once. She pop pop pop, like she dropped them bees on
Lisa.
I'll hit her
with a lawsuit. I'll sue the hell out of her.
Can't do it.
You don't hit a woman.
Get another woman to hit her. Is that bad?
No, my I've told my wife.
I think Lisa would kick somebody's ass if they touched Taylor. If it was another woman.
Yeah, that's instinct, though.
She would.
My mom would literally. My mom's 72. If you come near me at this age, she'll still.
See, I'm curious, though, man. I don't know. If I had a daughter and I was in
Walmart. I'd feel sorry for her. For
that's
sure.
That's the scenario.
For sure.
That's fantastic.
That's the scenario I gave you. I can't believe that. I don't know. I would really have to weigh that. If someone slapped the fire out of my daughter in the middle of a Walmart and it was a chick, I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't hit her, but I might, I don't know.
I might double leg her
or something.
I'd be yelling and stuff, but I'm not laying my hands on her or anything.
With that double leg. Pow!
Ronda Rousey judo throw.
Put her on the ground. I mean, that's my daughter. Okay. I don't know.
We're going to continue to roll on. We may or may not discuss that ever again. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, wrapping up hour number 2, 3-hour show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. Rockets at Sacramento tonight. We had alluded to it yesterday. Now James Harden verifies it. He was excused from practice yesterday and was very close with Nipsey Hussle. He has put out an Instagram post in the last hour or so that says, bro, it's a picture of him and Nipsey Hussle after he got the MVP award. And said, bro, where did you go? We had some crap we were working on. Please don't leave. On God, I'm going to make sure I finish what we started. Nipsey Hussle the Great, I love you forever.
Damn.
So I would assume he's going to play tonight, but obviously with a heavy heart, having lost one of his friends. And I was mentioning to you guys in the break, I don't know if you saw this last night, but they did the makeshift memorial was everything outside his clothing store. And so last night they had what looked to be darn near 1,000 or more people around, and all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. Several people got stabbed.
Oh, Lord.
Someone said that shots were fired, which they are now saying was not the case, but it almost was like a riot as everybody was trying to run away from the scene, and it was just crazy. And they said, and it's crazy because the authorities wouldn't say that they knew the guy that you were talking about that was out on Facebook Live or whatever, putting it all out there. But they had identified the guy that they were looking for and trying to track down. And I would assume it's the same guy.
Wow. That sucks that would happen at the memorial or at the vigil or whatever they had. That sucks. Just, man.
It just seems like a beef is still, still hasn't been squashed, which is unfortunate. You think it would after someone lost their lives, but
it just seems to me to be just dumb.
Like, for sure.
I don't know. I can't think of the right words, but it's like, what's the point? Like, why go if you know you're going to just start trouble? Why go if you have bad intentions? And it's just a waste of, it's just, not only is it a waste, it's sad because like you're
That's the thing that I mentioned yesterday. I mean, this dude did a lot for his community. I don't know, man. It's just awful.
You're surrounded by this lifestyle, and you think you obviously know bad things can come from it, but you don't realize it's a mistake to not squash something until it's too late, until someone dies. Then you're like, oh, yeah, that was a mistake, and that sucks.
It might be the old man in me. You know, I mean, I do eat Werther's candies now.
And watch Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. But I feel like when I was a kid, I didn't get it. Like, that was just, like, I hung out with a lot of people like that, and that's just what we did. Like, that was just the things that you did, and that was, it was fun, it was cool, it was exciting. And then you get older and you realize how dumb all that stuff is and what a waste it is. And it's just sad to see that, man. And it's just this perpetual cycle that never seems to end. I don't know. Guys like him are the ones that are trying to fix the situations in LA with gangs and gang violence and the youth, and then they're the ones that are getting killed.
Yeah, and I don't know what he and James are working on, but obviously James, excuse me, from being around the same area too, you hope that James was getting involved with him to do more in the community. But the LAPD had a press conference about an hour ago. And they announced that a couple of things that came from their investigation. The suspect they're looking for is Eric Holder. He's 29. They're asking for the public's help in locating him. They said that there was a described dispute between Holder and Hustle of a personal nature. Said Holder had appeared in front of Hustle's clothing store on more than one occasion before the time that he actually showed up to shoot him. They said that Holder is a member of a gang. LA PD Commissioner Steve Soboroff read a letter that Hustle wrote to the LAPD prior to his death. He said he planned a meeting between the LAPD and members of Nipsey Hussle's family and his label Roc Nation. That was still in the scheduled plans, and they're going to continue to make sure that they uphold everything that they wanted to do with him involved in that to help the community before his death. That was one of the main things that he wanted to do, along with fighting gang violence.
Just sad. Just sad. Always the ones trying to make a difference, it seems like, that this happens to.
Yeah, and they said that they won't identify what street gang he was a member of, but they confirmed that he is a believed member of a gang.
Who, Eric Holder?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it all shakes out from here. But, you know, they even addressed him personally going, to Mr. Holder, I think you are watching. We would assume that you are. But the best way to handle this right now is just to turn yourself in so that no more violence can take place. Because, you know, he's not going down without a fight.
Well, it's not a fight you win.
Right. But if you know you're going down anyway, especially when you're in one of those gangs, you're in for life, and you really pretty much have no fear.
I guess that could be the case. What time do we go out at this break? 57. I don't want to start this yet, but in the 3 o'clock hour, I want everybody to stick around. I know we still got a couple more minutes, but you remember the mound coach, the guy, the little league coach that would take visits to the mound?
We talked
to and him. Yeah, we had him on the show, but he's got another video out, and he's got more gems. So we'll have some clips from his video in hour number three. Super funny, as funny as the first one. So don't miss that. You don't have to play it now. Right?
I was just like,
But I just want people to stick around for the 3 o'clock hour because of that. But
for sure,
I did want to talk because I saw this thing about the AAF because you were talking about. Yeah. If you hadn't heard, they suspended operations today. There were rumors that came out in the previous couple of days that said that it might fold. Anyone surprised by this? I mean, is anyone really surprised that the AAF football league folded?
I don't care what football league you have. I don't know why you haven't learned a lesson that the cash cow and the popularity of the NFL is not going to be matched, and you're just not. It's not going to be a successful venture.
When you have a subpar product compared to other products that exist, it's just going to be difficult to compete. I mean, we've seen the USFL, we've seen the XFL. Who's going to try it again? It's just Canadian Football League. I'm impressed that they've been around as long as they have in the CFL. Outside of that, though, I don't understand why people think that they can make this work.
One of the rumors I heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, I just saw some stories on online, is that, you know, their whole goal was to get bought out. And there's a lot of people that'll have startups with the intention of being bought out by a bigger company that's better at what they do. And it's such a dangerous game because your intentions is clearly not there. If that was the case, if your whole intention was to get bought out by the NFL, number one, it's a stupid business practice. Number two, yeah. You know you're not getting a passionate person that's running that league, and that's the last thing you want. You know, you're just throwing a bunch of ideas together and hoping something sticks, and it's terrible to do things like that.
Yeah, memo to Vince McMahon. Might want to rethink this before you get started. And the other thing is, when you watch the talent level, this is why the quarterbacks are paid so much in the NFL, because the quarterback play is just, it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't understand is, if that's going to be your model, why would the NFL buy anybody out? They're like, we're already the best. We don't need your talent.
Yeah, they have to be a threat to your competition.
When the UFC was doing that, it was because, you know, what was it?
WEC?
Yeah, WEC had legitimate, Uriah Faber and these guys were making legitimate noise in the MMA world. Strikeforce was starting to make noise in the MMA world. That's why you bought those out, because they still had a roster to fill out. The NFL has the best talent in the world. Everybody else that's playing in any other league couldn't make it in the NFL. Why would I buy that out? Yeah. That makes no sense.
The only reason why the NFL should be involved in any other football league is to create their own version of the G League. And so that teams could eventually create their own farm systems so that they could have players to pick from when injuries occur that they could easily shuffle into their system. Other than that, you're absolutely right. There's no reason why the NFL should be involved at all.
I'm with you. That's dumb.
All right, we got two in the books. We still got an hour to go. Barry's got some things that he's going to be bringing to the table in the third hour, and hopefully you participate. HR&P listener line is open, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Back with the final 60 minutes of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!